Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Rob Strupp, who's Executive Director of Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc. And Rob's here this morning to talk to us about fair housing, about improving our neighborhoods, and making Maryland a better place to live in. So, Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. And first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about Baltimore Neighborhoods?
Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc. was founded in 1959, a full decade before the Federal Fair Housing Act, which actually celebrates its 45th anniversary this year, in April, as a matter of fact. BNI promotes justice in housing for all people in the state of Maryland through fair housing and tenant-landlord programs and public information activities. We do education and outreach. We do enforcement. We respond to complaints.
How long have you been with BNI?
I've been with BNI since last year. I became the executive director in August. And prior to that, I was working in Washington, D.C. and at the National Community Reinvestment Coalition. And prior to that, with the Community Law Center here in Baltimore.
Yeah, I know. You know something about Baltimore. You know something about Baltimore. It's good you came back.
I love Baltimore. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're both wire aficionados. You got to love Baltimore. How can someone find out more information about BNI?
Well, you can call us at 410-243-4468. You can find information on our website, which we're improving as we speak, www.bni-maryland.org. So www.bni-maryland.org.
Okay, great. Now, I know that a lot of folks might have heard of Baltimore Neighborhoods because of your lawsuits, but frankly, I refer a lot of folks over to you for your tenant-landlord counseling services.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Which are the best in the state, frankly.
Thank you very much. We are statewide, by the way, notwithstanding the name, and that's, Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc. is how we were founded, as I said, here in the city, but we are a statewide nonprofit. We're the only statewide fair housing and tenant-landlord nonprofit. Our tenant-landlord program that you speak of is very unique because we will respond to inquiries from both tenants and landlords. We're impartial in that respect, and we advise tenants, landlords, and others who call us about information on the rights and responsibilities that both tenants and landlords have. And we receive about 20,000 inquiries a year to our tenant-landlord hotline program.
It's free.
Yes, it is free, and we operate the hotline during normal business hours from 9 to 5. Sometimes there's somebody there extended hours, but you can always leave a message or contact us via the email address, and we'll be getting back to you within the next day.
Yeah, I tell folks that you folks are real busy, so if you call and the line's busy or you have a long hold, just hang in there because they're the experts.
Thank you. Yes, we as I said, we represent the tenants, the landlords, others who call us, and we can respond either by phone or by email.
Let's talk about fair housing. And I know that Baltimore Neighborhoods has been the premier fair housing advocate in this area for a long time. I work with your predecessors, George Laurent and Joe Coffey. And I know that BNI is involved in a lot of different things right now. Could you tell us a little bit?
Well, we are, and we are, I think, the primary source for enforcing the fair housing laws in the state of Maryland. And what that means is we promote justice and protect compliance with both the Federal Fair Housing Act, which prevents discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, gender, religion, familial status, which means having children under the age of 18, or disability. There are also state expansions and local law expansions to the Federal Fair Housing Act. Under Maryland law, marital status and sexual orientation are protected. And in Baltimore City, for example, in other jurisdictions, there's age and source of income, And that means housing being denied or not being offered equally for somebody who might be on a voucher or a disability pension or the veterans benefits or other sources of income other than a W-2 salary. And that's been a very much a growing concern at both the local and state levels.
Yeah, and I know that Baltimore Neighborhoods does education and advocacy.
We do, and in the advocacy arena, where we have been part of coalitions that are seeking to have the source of income expanded into mm-hmm. the Maryland State Fair Housing Law, and also we have been part of a coalition that has been looking at legislation to prevent non-judicial evictions. We learned last fall that the Court of Appeals was ruling that landlords could have the right to lock people out without notice, and so we are advocating with others to close that loophole in Annapolis right now.
Yeah, speaking of Annapolis, it's the current Annapolis session, and I would be remiss, as they say, in radio land, if I did not ask you about how things were going and how things should go.
Well, as I said, our primary legislative focus this mm-hmm. session has been on the closing this loophole on the non-judicial eviction so that landlords aren't able to do that. And also, we have been very outspoken in favor of what's known as the Home Act or source of income legislation mm-hmm. to expand the protected classes in the state of Maryland to include not discriminating against somebody because of where their income comes from.
How do you think?
As long as it's legal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm very confident that these measures are going to pass.
Great, great. And what can our listeners do to help?
By all means, call your legislators, your delegates, and your state and your senator, and urge them to vote in favor of these measures that are currently working their way through the legislative process.
That source of income as well as?
As non-judicial eviction.
Non-judicial eviction. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But you can find out more. I guess you can find out more about them if you go on the
You can go on the Legislative General Assembly website. Uh-huh. You can also call me. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about these bills. 410-243-4468. Just ask for Rob Strupp.
Okay, great. That's 410-243-4468 for more information about the source of income as well as the non-judicial evictions.
That's right.
Prevention legislation before the Annapolis session currently. Let's talk about the state of fair housing in our area and what we need to improve it and what can possibly be done to help. What would you say is the state of fair housing in Baltimore?
In Baltimore, I think, well, in Baltimore as well as statewide and nationally, I think there's still the Fair Housing Act is still very much relevant, excuse me, after 45 years after its passage at the federal level. We receive complaints on a regular basis from housing applicants, whether they be homeowners or somebody who wants to get a mortgage or somebody who's looking to rent. Who feels that they've been experienced some form of discrimination. And while we tend to think right off the top of our heads when we're talking about discrimination in Baltimore under fair housing laws that we're talking about race or national origin, while that is still obviously very much germane, we are also seeing it in growing numbers with respect to disability and familial status. And HUD's, mm-hmm. HUD's records, if you go on the HUD website, you can see complaints, and the numbers are consistent with what we're seeing at BNI.
Yeah, I was talking with somebody from the state, and they've been seeing a spike in complaints based on disability lately.
Right, and what that's all about is that if you have some form of disability and you're asking, for example, for some special accommodation, which may or may not be related to a ramp or some being able to park closer to your door or even having the right to have a service animal where there's a policy against animals, the landlords are obligated to make certain reasonable accommodations for you. And if that isn't happening, we'd like to know about it at BNI, and you have the right to potentially file a complaint. So you have to – if a no pet policy does not include a service animal that you may have a need for, they're not pets. And that's a distinction that people sometimes don't recognize.
Yeah, yeah. I was also talking on that. This person, Keith Murky from the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, mentioned that a cat is not a service animal in terms of the law. For example, so if you're required to have a cat as part of your mental health recovery, et cetera, that isn't considered a service animal.
Well, it's not. You're not limited to dogs. Let's put it that way. And so your needs may be for a pet bird. And so it all depends on what's reasonable. Whether you have a doctor who can back up your need for this particular
Let's hope it's not a pet tiger, right?
Well, let's hope. there's a criteria for reasonable accommodations, and so it, you know, very likely isn't going to be reasonable to have a pet tiger.
Right. One would hope. But very true, very true. And for those folks that are affected by it, it's no laughing matter either.
No, it's not.
They need that. They need that service animal to survive on a daily basis.
Right. It may be a companionship issue. Yeah. It might be somebody with some, you know, I'm not a doctor, but it's somebody who has some anxiety issues or whatever it might be that just needs somebody. And the doctors have determined that this is a valid request.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, if you have a question about whether you qualify or whether you need to accommodate somebody, give Baltimore Neighborhoods a call.
That's right. Whether you're landlord or tenant, if you have any questions about any fair housing issue, whether it be federal, state, or local, we are available.
We got about a minute left, Rob. What would you add?
Well, I'd like to add that we're holding a fundraiser and our annual meeting on May 21st. We're putting out the Save the Date cards this week. So if anybody has any information, anybody wants any information on that, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can call 410-243-4468 or contact me, Rob Strupp, or contact me by email directly at rstrupp@bni-maryland.org.
Okay, so that's May 21st?
It is May 21st. It'll be in Baltimore.
Ah, somewhere in Baltimore?
Well, it'll be – actually, we're having it at Temple Oheb Shalom facilities on Park Heights Avenue. It'll be for probably around – from 6 to 8:30 p.m.
6 to 8:30. Great. That's a wonderful place to have a meeting.
Thank you.
Wonderful place to have a meeting.
It's going to be a wonderful meeting. We have a great keynote speaker as an attorney, native from Baltimore, and she practices law. She's actually going to be the first woman of color to head the American Bar Association.
Really?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's great. Good for them. It's good to make a stride. It's good to make a stride and much needed. Much needed. Could you please give us that contact information one more time for Baltimore Neighborhoods?
410-243-4468. My email address is rstrupp, R-S-T-R-U-P-P, that's two P's like Peter, @bni-maryland.org. Or you can look at our website, which is www.bni-maryland.org.
Great. And the tenant landlord is 410-243-6007.
You got it. Thank you.
I better know that when I refer enough folks to it.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Yes. Well, it's a great service, and Baltimore Neighborhoods does wonderful things in the community. And I'm very glad I could have you on the show today, Rob, to talk about it and give you some promotion for your fundraiser and annual meeting.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you, Bill.
Great. Thank you. For Living in Baltimore, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Rob Strupp, Esquire, who is Executive Director of Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc., for being our guest today. Rob, keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.